This year has seen the Black Lives Matter movement gain greater national prominence through protests over police brutality and systemic racism. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, Native Americans have had their voices elevated as well, owing to a shared history of oppression, cultural stereotypes, and conflicts with the federal government.
For more than a century, the Pioneer statue stood on the University of Oregon campus. With bullwhip and rifle, many Oregonians saw him as representative of the settlers who traveled thousands of miles to tame the Old West. The Pioneer's journey took an unexpected turn in June, shortly after a teach-in by the Black Indigenous People of Color group. Unidentified protesters pulled the statue to the ground, then dragged it onto the front steps of the U of O's administration building. A companion statue, the Pioneer Mother, was also toppled that day.
My immediate response was, I wasn't surprised. I was just wondering why it took this long, really.
Jacob Billy is a recent graduate at the U of O. The Yakima Nation member says for years, many of his mentors and classmates implored administrators to remove the statues, or at least acknowledge the land's original inhabitants with something similar.
The Kalapuya were here and they were displaced. Say you're living in your house. Somebody comes up and says, I like your house and the stuff in it. Get out. That's basically what happened. So it's glorified by these tales of pioneering and, of course, that they had to suffer to come across to this land and settle it. Well, Natives were already living here.
Besides the displacement of Native Americans, Blacks were restricted by Oregon's provisional government from owning land. Those laws were only completely repealed in 1926. That legacy of oppression has led both groups to rise together in recent months. In late June, an event was held in Owen Rose Garden called Indigenous Solidarity with Black Liberation. It drew about 150 people. One speaker was Violet Johnson, a Hoopa Indian of Yurok descent.
This nation was built on stolen labor and stolen land, and through that we have what we know today as this capitalist country.
Participants discussed George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police and missing and murdered indigenous women. They also spoke of slavery, lynchings, and boarding schools before circling a teepee. Nationally, Black and Native activists have supported each other by knocking down statues of Confederate figures or those associated with colonialism, like Christopher Columbus. This intrigues Therese Cheney, an associate professor of Indigenous Race and Ethnic Studies at the U of O.
The connection people are making between white supremacy and anti-blackness on the other hand and white settler colonialism on the other hand have been a breakthrough moment in American history. I think we're in this very exciting and scary moment, which is a moment of growth for the nation.
Cheney says in her 49 years, she's never seen such an outpouring of mutual support.
Indigenous communities have always been struggling, for example, against the use of mascots, against the destruction of sacred sites, but their numbers are so much smaller than other communities of color throughout the nation. I do think that the broadening awareness of racism and white supremacy in the U.S. has helped to buoy indigenous protesting.
When the Black community is uplifted, we're all uplifted.
Violet Johnson says she wants more events where indigenous and Black activists support each other. She says many came together to oppose the Dakota Access Pipeline at Standing Rock, and they're united again for the Black Lives Matter movement. And there are more fights ahead.
Our fight to protect indigenous women also aligns with the Black community's fight to protect Black women, particularly Black trans women. They're experiencing absolutely disproportionate rates of violence. We are also seeing extreme rates of violence against our Two-Spirit and LGBT community members as well.
Back at the U of O, Jacob Billy stares at the empty space where the Pioneer statue once stood. He likens the solidarity of Black and Indigenous activists to collectively pushing a snowball down a hill. It'll grow and gain momentum. And he looks forward to that partnership.
In my language, there's no word for I. It's just us. So our mindset is like that. People who are akin to us, who are human beings, for them to suffer is me suffering, and every one of them are important.
Brian Bull, KLCC News.
Support for this coverage comes from Underscore.News, a Portland, Oregon-based public service journalism organization.